Ian has more on that.
Outraged by Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets across the U.S. to protest. Many demonstrators are refusing to accept Trump's victory. It looks like advocacy groups played a hand in organizing the seemingly spontaneous protests. Among them, an organization called Move On, which is funded by George Soros, a Hillary Clinton supporter and billionaire. The day after Trump was elected, the group sent out a press release saying,
within 2 hours of the call to action, Move On members had created more than 200 gatherings nationwide, with the number continuing to grow on Wednesday afternoon.
The presidential campaign showed there is no love lost between Donald Trump and George Soros, who was one of Hillary Clinton's top donors.
You are in a position where you're being attacked by Move On and these other very well organized radical left groups. You know it, your security knows it, Secret Service knows it. That's going to continue. Do you have a plan on how you're going to handle that?
Well, it is going to continue because the last person they want to face, the Democrats want to face, is me. And the last person Hillary Clinton wants to face is me.
That was during the election campaign. But apparently Trump's victory in the election didn't stop the Soros organization from campaigning against him.
Those who are stirring it up, and they do, many of them work for George Soros's front organizations, are really telling those innocent protesters and perhaps less innocent protesters that they're in danger, that they're endangered by Trump, even though Trump has done nothing but preach unity since he actually won the elections. In essence, what the opponents of Trump now are doing is exactly what they accused him of planning to do if he lost, which is disputing the results of an entirely fair election. It's an election where they've had all the media power and more of the money, and yet they've lost to him and to the voice of those ordinary people in the American shires who are normally ignored and forgotten.
George Soros is known for stirring up anti-government protests in other countries, and it looks like the upcoming Trump administration might see a few. The Soros organization went beyond protesting. Move On released a petition calling to change the U.S. Constitution and get rid of the Electoral College, which gave Trump his victory.
There are now some apparently well-funded attempts to undermine Trump's victory in the election. The irony is that many Clinton backers who are now slamming America's electoral system were praising it and scolding anyone who criticized it just days before the vote. In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chekyan, RT.